A popular Outcast production.
My father, who's your daddy? My father, and he's better than your daddy.
Huh?
My daddy can bench press 400 pounds, 800 if he uses both arms. My daddy can make a delicious pizza using nothing but found items from your backyard. My daddy ran a marathon in under 2 hours on his hands. My daddy was the lead singer of 90% of all popular 80s hair bands.
Howdy doody, y'all. Welcome to yet another musical adventure with Sound of Life podcast. Episode number 9, the Father's Day special, aka Music for Daddy-O. I am Old School Mike. With me is my beautiful daughter, Drea.
12-year-old Drea, happy Father's Day!
Yes, we are recording on Father's Day. And with us, as always, is my beautiful niece, Hope.
Hi, happy Father's Day.
What up, y'all? Yeah. So, yes, this is Father's Day. And our Mother's Day special, the, I don't know what we called it, Songs for Mom or something like that, episode, whatever. It's the highest downloads out of any show that we have. Like, it's the most popular. So I thought, man, we should probably do one for dads. And, you know, that's self-serving because, well, I am a dad. But we got a couple emails that went along this same line of thought. So we're going to actually change things up. What? Remix? Wah, 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 wah. We're going to start with those. The first email is from Josh. He says, "Hello, SOL Podcast. I am really loving the show. It's really become one of my favorites. I look forward to it every week. I know you did a show for Mother's Day and was hoping that if you did one for Father's Day, I could give you a suggestion of a song. For Drea," well, he wrote for Dre because that's how you're written on everything because I didn't want to use your whole name, but for Dre, "I hope you realize how cool of a dad that Old School is." Well, thank you, sir. "I wish my dad was cool enough to like music that I do, or that we got along well. Your dad seems pretty cool. Just the fact that you guys can do something like the show together is really cool." Wow, this guy uses cool a lot. Sorry, Josh. I do the same thing sometimes. "Anyway, I know you like Macklemore, and your dad likes the rap." And rap is in quotations. "I don't know if you know this one or not, but it's pretty funny. It is called Stay at Home Dad. Thanks for making a cool show, Josh." And yes, Josh, I do know Stay at Home Dad. I just recently found this song. It is it's on that same Versus Redo album, that like Other Side and like with the Fences song is on and stuff. It is really funny because I listened to it and I brought it home to my wife and I was like, "Listen to this song. This is what I want to do. I want to quit my job and just stay at home." So, all right. Well, I guess by the silence, you guys don't know Stay at Home Dad?
Nope, I don't know that one.
Nope.
Okay, well, cool. Well, then we will play Stay at Home Dad by the Macklemore. The Macklemore. And with the rap, we will see what's what.
Baby girl, let me sing to you. You're getting your degree, you're going to college. I'm making music, hoping that Kanye puts me on. But if I don't make it, baby, would you be mad at me if I just shove it home as you stay home, daddy? Come on, I'll make you coffee and a bagel and another bagel. Keep on reading that paper. Then it's off you go, hon, you're gonna be late. Don't forget your briefcase, drive safe, peace, babe. Wake up the kids, toast the toast, to put the raisin bran up in the bowl. The toast, did I forget the toast? The toast is toast, damn it, I burned the toast. Start crying, the kids like,
"Dad, what's wrong?"
Oh, it's not you kids, it's me, I'm just alone. Pops, a little bit stressed out. Fuck! Feeling so sensitive, I'm going for a latte. Seeing what's popping at Pilates. Hit up my friends like, "Yo, what up, man? Tryna have a spa day?" The fuck? You're a stay-at-home dad. That's not gay. Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. You go to work, I mow the lawn. Hey, 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 hey. You make the cheese, I bring the guac. Hey, 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 hey. You buy the clothes, I'll take them off. Hey, 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 hey. I'm a stay-at-home dad.
You go, girl, get that promotion. I'll be on the sofa, collecting unemployment, yelling at the TV, watching Maury Povich. Quit groping that girl, Maury Povich. Who's this Jenny Jones bitch? Hey, shit, it's 4 o'clock, time for Oprah. The gospel of the Lord for dads who stay at home, even though we can't get boners. We still watch Rachel Ray and Emerald cook lasagna.
Sweeping up the kids from soccer practice.
Soccer practice.
Then time for gymnastics. Rice Krispie treats and
wax baggies.
I'm with my kids in the
minivan.
Listening to NPR with the windows down through the cul-de-sac. Then it's homework. Dinner time. Set the place mats. Cook clean. Tuck the rug rats and blankets. Then I lay you down. Pop two Cialis. Put on Sting and go and quench my palate. Is that douche? Or does her cooch just smell like flowers? Your feet are calloused. Peppermint towelette. Jasmine pedicure. Scented oil. Homeopathic back rub. I am Aladdin. Your carpet's magic. Your wish has been granted. I would just like to ride your carpet outside of the palace. Now keep bringing home the green, baby, and I'll keep on tossing.
Hey, hey, hey. You go to work, I mow the lawn. Hey, 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 hey. You make the cheese, I'll bring the guac. Hey,
nachos,
hey, hey,
Spanish.
Hey. You buy the clothes, I'll take them off. Hey, 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 I'm a stay-at-home dad, this is my child.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been conditioned to believe that we must fit in a role. Brainwashed by Babylon into thinking our role must match our genitalia. Hail to the no, that men go to work and women raise the children. But I know the hardest job is maintaining the household. So I am doing a back, no trade backs with this briefcase. For 2010, I am staying at home.
So what do you think of that?
That song's stupid.
I think it's funny.
It's funny. It's really funny, but it's a stupid song.
What about you, Dre?
I liked it. I thought it was really, really funny.
I thought you just said that it was a fake song.
Well, no. As in, like, how he does, like, thrift shop, how it's, like, how he talks about that stuff, but, like, really, he is wearing, like, $1 million clothes and stuff like that, so you can obviously see that. And I don't think he's a stay-at-home dad, is he?
No,
as far as I know, he has no children.
He has no kids, and he doesn't wear $1 million clothes. He gets all his clothes from the thrift shop, remember?
Well, you don't know that. See, so it was fake.
That's most songs are fake. Most songs are not, you know, completely.
I do know for a fact that in their studio, they do have two couches that they did get for 99 cents each.
What, 99 cent couches? Boy, they got to be rough looking.
They actually, I only saw the side of it, and the side looked kind of nice, but, you know, that's not the part that they sit on.
Yeah, that's all right. So I was completely, completely excited by our next email. Because podcasting, the main demographics for podcasting, 90% to 94%, I think it's said, of all podcast listeners are male. So don't have a huge female audience probably for this show. And that's why I was so excited, because we got an email from a girl.
From a girl? A girl?
or a woman, sorry. I don't know. She does not, you know, state her age or anything in this, so I don't know. But this comes from Jennifer, and it says, "Hey guys, just wanted to send you this email to say thanks for the show. Listening to your picks has been really fun to listen to, and has broadened my views on music. I absolutely loved the show you did about your moms, and wanted to send along a request if you did one for dads. The song I want you to play is by Lily Allen, and is called He Wasn't There. My dad left my mom and I when I was pretty young. My parents fought constantly. After years of never really speaking, we recently reconnected. I feel that this song sums up a lot of the feelings I've had over these years. I never stopped loving my dad, and I'm very happy I have had a chance to reconnect with him. If you get to play the song, I thank you very much. Keep up the good work. I may send more songs in the future. Thanks again, Jennifer. So, sweet. Thank you, female listener.
Thank you, Jennifer.
So, anyway, here's Lily Allen. He wasn't there. And I like some Lily Allen, but I don't know this song.
He wasn't there when I needed him. No, he was never around. His reputation was preceding him, and he was out on the town. It didn't matter if he let me down. I didn't care about the lies. No, all I knew was that he loved me very much. He was my hero in disguise. I'm so pleased, I never gave up on him. Oh, well, you wouldn't believe some of the things that he did. And everyone said, you have to give him some time. And I'm glad that I gave it to him, cause now everything's fine. Now you see, I never thought you'd be a constant person. To be strong, and just in case you ever thought I wouldn't change you for the world, because I know you always love me very much. I'll always be your little girl. I'm so
right, so that was Lily Allen's depressing tale of her dad not being around, but evidently getting back with him and thinking everything was okay. What do you guys think about that? I don't know. Yeah.
I personally did not think that was depressing because I thought that she was learning from his mistakes and then stuff like that. So I didn't think it was really depressing, also because her voice was all high pitched and everything. But I mean, I don't know.
Lily Allen has an angelic voice.
Yeah, I like her voice. I was kind of hoping that we'd get a little Lily Allen English girl rap thrown in that song. I don't know, she does that stuff a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's pretty. A lot of her music's really funny too. Like, I don't know if it's like intentionally funny, like comedy, haha, or if it's just like, you know, she just has that kind of amusing personality that, you know, like, yeah. So, thank you, Jennifer and Josh. You know, glad to hear that you got, you know, reconnected or reacquainted with your father after all these years. That does not always happen. And here, Dre, you want to say something?
Thank you, Josh and Jennifer. And also, I was really pleased that Jennifer was a girl, because we never really get girl emails or requests or anything like that. So, yeah, thank you.
I will start things off with the promised story of my ute. Or youth, as they say, whatever. My youth that is long gone, right, Hope? I have recordings of it now. She's like, you're old, and that song you picked is really old.
But, really? Sorry.
In the world of old school Mike, I have not had a awesome, massive amount of luck in the father department. Dad number one, biological father, left before I was born. But gave me my last name, my original last name, which is Parker, which was awesome because I felt really, really close to Peter Parker, and Spider-Man and Batman are my favorite heroes. So I was like, in a way, this, you know, this tragedy of life has made me closer to Spider-Man. But anyway, yeah, so dad number one dipped out on mom. When I was little, at the age of 13, when I was 13, my mom remarried, and she married, you know, my stepdad, which, he tried. Actually, he legally adopted me. That is why my last name is actually Van Cleve now. Interesting relationship on their part. They were married for only 3 years, and yet when they broke up, they dated for 8 years afterwards.
Yeah, I remember bits and pieces of him.
Yeah, just completely nutty. at a certain point, though, he really started treating my mom like crap, and I was married at the time, and he would bump heads with my wife and did not get along with her after a while, which does not happen in my world because she is. She is my world. Yeah. So I kind of disowned him and kind of just said, all right, I'm done with that side of the family. I don't know. I'm at a point in life where, I choose my family, friends are family. I mean, family's family too. Some of them, but you choose the people that you love and that love you, that you want to be around. So whatever. But, anyway, long story short, dad number one, gone, sperm donor. Dad number two, not too much better after a couple years. So for this song though, Dre, I'm gonna have to request I'm not even doing a song because I have a story about a dad that I really want to tell a little bit of, that is not mine. So I'm only gonna play a verse for this tale. But yeah, Dre, I'm gonna need you to do earmuffs because it's pretty bad. This is a song. It's relatively new. It is from Tyler, the Creator's Wolf album. It is called Answer. Because for even as much as you hate someone or don't care about that particular father figure or whatever, if it came down to it and you wanted to, you'd like to talk to them if you had the chance. So anyway, here's Answer by Tyler, the Creator.
Dad, it's me, I'm Tyler, I think I be your son, sorry, I called you the wrong name, see, my brain's splitting, dad isn't your name, see, faggot's a little more fitting, mom was only 20 when you ain't have any fucks to spare, you Nigerian fuck, now I'm stuck with this shitty facial hair, also stuck with a beautiful home with a case of stairs, see you not being there, fucking fire started my damn career, but fuck it, I got Clancy Heat. Gave me the chance to see a world I wasn't supposed to. I'm stoked that I didn't know you, but sucks you ain't give a fuck and consider a sperm donor now. Fuck is in no coma. I'm changing my shit to Haley and I just ain't being passive, nigga. You a fucking faggot, nigga. Got a show on Monday. Guess you ain't getting no passes, nigga. But if I ever had the chance to ask this nigga and call him, I hope he answers.
All right, Drea, you can un-earmuff now. Sorry, kid. But yeah, so that is my song. Some days I totally don't give a care in the world, and other days I'm like, why did you leave me? But yeah, we treat this in jest. It's all good. But yeah, like I said, instead of taking any more time on that subject, I am going to take a minute to share about a really good friend of mine who just recently lost his dad. John Laurie, my brother from another mother, from Three the Hard Way. John's parents lived in Florida, or they live in Florida, or, well, his mom lives in Florida. And he was down visiting his dad when he first got really ill. And so I took a day to shoot up there and meet him, you know, give my buddy support and stop in, and, you know, make sure if he needed anything, you know, talk to him, whatever, you know, sometimes you just need friends around. But in doing so, it gave me a chance to see his dad for the last time, which I was thankful for that opportunity. And later on, after he passed, his mom said that actually meant a lot to him, to his dad, that, you know, that I actually took the time to stop and see them. This is, you know, this is a father who taught his son how to be a man, how to be a father himself. I remember seeing this hardworking, you know, honest guy who was funny, yet he could be super strict and stern when he needed to be, you know, which kind of gave John a relatively good moral compass, I think. He taught his son how to work with his hands, yet promoted his love of art. John is an artist, and his dad was pretty supportive of that fact, you know, for at least in terms of, yeah, cool, that's a really good drawing or whatever, you know. So I want to pick my song this time, actually for John. And when I heard it for the first time after, I don't know, a couple years, because, you know, I really like the group, but I haven't listened to a lot of their older stuff in quite a while. When I heard it, it made me think of John and his dad, and, you know, I actually started to tear up a little bit. So here is to you, sirs. This is Atmosphere's song, Yesterday.
I thought I saw you yesterday, but I didn't stop, cause you was walking the opposite way. I guess I could have shouted out your name, but even if it was you, I don't know what I would say. We could sit and reminisce about the old school, maybe share a cigarette because we both fools. Chop it up and compare perspectives, life, love, stress and setbacks. Yeah, so you could tell me how hard you had it, and you could show me all the scars to back it. And we can analyze each complaint, break it down and explain these mistakes I make. I like to tangle up the strings of the puppetry, but you knew me back when I was a younger me. You've seen Sean in all types of light, and I've been meaning to ask you if I'm doing alright. Yesterday, was that you? Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? Yesterday, was that you? Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? I'm shook, I know, I pushed when I should've pulled. Took it all back if I could, I put that on my soul. And I would make a top-notch good listener if you could block off a little time I'd give it here. Since we went our separate paths, I've hit a couple of snags that remind me of the past. I can't front, I'm having a blast, but damned if I ain't afraid of how long it's gonna last. Sitting here wishing we could kick it, give me your opinions, I do miss the criticisms. I didn't mean to be distant, make a visit, I wait up and keep the coffee brewing in the kitchen. But who am I joking with? There's no way that you and I will ever get to reopen it. It doesn't matter, this is more than love. And maybe if I'm lucky, get to see you out the corner of yesterday. Was that you? Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? Yesterday. Was that you? Looked just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you? And when you left, I didn't see it coming. I guess I slept, it ain't like you was running. You crept out the front door slow, and I was so self-absorbed I didn't even know. And by the time I looked up, it was booked up. Put it all behind you, the bad and the good stuff. A whole house full of dreams and steps. I think you'd be impressed with the pieces I kept. You disappeared, but the history is still here. That's why I try not to cry over spilled beer. I can't even get mad that you're gone. Leaving me was probably the best thing you ever taught me. I'm sorry, it's official. I was a fistful, I didn't keep it simple. Chip on the shoulder, anger in my veins. Has so much hatred, now it brings me shame. Never thought about the world without you. And I promise that I'll never say another bad word about you. I thought I saw you yesterday, but I know it wasn't you, cause you passed away, Dad. Look just like you. Strange things my imagination might do. Take a breath, reflect on what we've been through. Or am I just going crazy cause I miss you?
So I kind of took this show down a notch and made it depressing. But yeah, so that's Sean Daly, Slug of Atmosphere. Song's about losing his dad. And that song doesn't necessarily fit John's world perfect because, you know, his dad didn't leave the family and stuff prior. John probably wasn't too much of a handful growing up as opposed to, you know, Sean and his dad. But that is that. So you guys got anything to say about that or what?
It's a very lovely song.
Yeah, it's cute and pretty and
cute.
It's not
a cute song.
Well, I'm saying cute as in like how you can relate it to someone.
Cute is like My Little Ponies and Sparkles and stuff.
Cute.
Like that. That song. That song's about losing a father. That's that'd be like if I died, Drea. Would it be cute to write a song about me?
No. Well, like.
You're talking to my kid.
No.
Well, then, do you still think it's cute?
No.
Okay, alright, whatever. So let's move along in this Father's Day thing. Hope or Drea, who's going next? Rock, paper, scissor it. Alright, Hope called it, and Drea pointed a finger. So, alright, kid. So, let's hear your depressing Father's Day.
Well, actually, I've always had a father. I've always had two fathers, and they've always done an exceptional job. I mean, look at where I am today. I think I've done pretty well in my life because I've had a good structured family setting. But the song I have has nothing to do with my father's. It's just a really good song that I saw in this movie once, and I think you guys know it. The movie is Austin Powers, and I think it was Goldmember. Anyways, Austin Powers was singing with the band. And this song is called Daddy Wasn't There. And it's so funny.
Dre, have you ever seen this? Have you ever seen the Austin Power movies?
No.
Mike Myers. The guy that does hey, that. Baby. Shackalicious.
No.
All right. Well, we'll have to watch this one of these days. But anyway, here's Austin Powers doing Daddy Wasn't There.
Take me to the fair.
It's one of those, huh? Yeah. All right, here we go.
Daddy? Daddy. Daddy wasn't there. Daddy.
Stand up and take a bow, Daddy. Yeah.
Daddy wasn't there. Take me to the fair. It seems he doesn't care. Daddy wasn't there.
Daddy didn't love me.
Daddy. Daddy wasn't there to change my underwear. It seems he doesn't care. When I was first baptized, when I was criticized, when I was ostracized, when I was jazzercised, staking kidney pies, when I was modernized, when I was circumcised, Daddy wasn't there.
We were mates, you and I needed a father.
I
suppose we'd better go our separate ways.
Fine.
When I was first baptized, when I was criticized, when I was ostracized, when I was jazzercised, steak and kidney pies, when I was modernized, when I was circumcised, Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair, to change my underwear. Daddy wasn't there.
Daddy wasn't there, peace! 1, 2, 3, 4!
If you've got a daddy issue, here's a daddy tissue.
D to the A to the DDY.
They say it's just a fad, but I've got a dead piece dead.
D to the A to the DDY.
I sit in my room and cry and ask myself the reason why.
D to the A to the DDY.
Daddy. Daddy. D-A-D-D-Y.
Thank you. That's good stuff. Yeah. D to the A to the D-D-Y.
If you got a daddy issue, here's a daddy tissue.
Wow, that could have been my song, too. Really, instead of the Tyler thing. Jeez, wow, that's pretty good. That's funny, Hope. That's a good one. Trey, what do you think about it? What do you think about the video? Never seeing the movies. You probably don't even understand the character or anything.
Oh my goodness! I don't know. Like, it was a funny song. That's all I know. Like you said, I haven't seen the movie or the character.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, cool. So, Drea, you got a dad. According to Josh, he's a pretty cool dude. He's standing right here in a, or sitting right here in the room next to you. What do you got to say about your awesome dad?
He's the best you can get. You can't put any money on the table because I won't take it.
That's so thoughtful. Wow.
You can't even buy my dad from me, suckers.
Yeah. But you can buy my little brother.
Honestly, I'm a relatively good dad. I think from not having huge, powerful father figures in my world made me kind of want to be a cooler dad. I was like, well, I'm not going to screw up like they did. No way. Watch this. So anyway, all right. So, Drea.
Who is that?
I don't know. Maybe a little Kermit the Frog.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like Pee Wee Herman mixed with Kermit the Frog, I guess. Anyway, all right, so Drea, so you got a song that makes you think of me, or do you have a song that, like, about an awesome dad, or do you have a song in general? What's your pick, kid? Do it.
I really only know a line from, like, I know, like, the whole entire song. It's just that I can't think of what the word is. Something to do with, like, Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's a really good pick. Yeah, we used to listen to that a lot when you were little. That is a They Might Be Giants song. That is an awesome song. Here, while I find it, go ahead and talk about it.
Well, a lot of times we would be in the car, and since it was a long time ago, there wasn't really iPod Touch. I mean, there was, but I don't know if we had one. I'm not really sure. But we had these CDs and that we'd listen to in the car, and one of them had that song, and the way that I could remember it was because I heard Birdhouse and stuff like that. So I guess, I don't know. I just like that song.
Does that remind you of your dad?
Because we listen to it all of the time.
Yeah, we listen to it a lot. I really like They Might Be Giants. They Might Be Giants is two dudes, both named John. They're from Brooklyn. They make really amusing, witty, stylistic music. And I've never seen the video for this song, so I'm going to watch it while we listen to this. But yeah, this is They Might Be Giants, Birdhouse in Your Soul. This song just makes my heart smile. Thanks, kid.
You can hear in the alley by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Not supposed to find a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse.
annoying friend, but really I'm not actually your friend, but I am. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, the bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. New canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a bun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a bun on it. Say I'm the only. You find a pun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put you find a pun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
So that's birdhouse in your soul.
Did he say I'm the only bee in your bonnet?
Yeah, I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Like bonnet, like a hat.
Oh, okay. I thought it said bonics. I'm like, you mean like ibonics?
No. No, but yeah, well that's cool, Drea. Thank you. That was a very good song. I think that is an excellent pick. They Might Be Giants are a really neat band. They have a song, what is it called? Yeah, C is for Conifer, which explains plants and the reproduction of like plants and trees. And my wife uses that in her third and fourth grade classroom to explain, you know, stuff to the children. So educational as well. They had a good album a couple years ago called They Might Be Giants. This is the ABCs or something. It's got the alphabet song in it. My wife absolutely hated that because like, there's a really weird, like, high-pitched voice that was like, and it would just drive her crazy. It was whatever part of the alphabet it was where the high-pitched voice came in, it was just the right pitch, just enough to annoy her to no end. But I just thought of this on the fly, and, well, I don't even know if we technically have time because I try and keep these things to a certain time limit, but we all have one fatherly figure in our family. That is, you know, that we all can look up to, or or my friend who is just ducky, as he likes to say. Yeah, anytime you ask my wife's dad, how you doing, Rob? He says, just ducky. meaning that he is calm and cool and collected on the surface, but under the water he is paddling to save his life. Yeah, so he has a song that makes him think of his dad that I know from way back, and it makes him cry pretty much any time he hears it. So when I told my wife I was doing this the other day, she was like, oh, you should totally play that song for my dad. And I was like, I don't know if we're getting into your dad, but I'd have to say as far as father figures go, he is probably the most, for all of his flaws, he doesn't listen to this show, so you won't hear that. He listens to my other show. So, Rob, you're a positive, you're a positive, role model for fatherdom in my world, I guess. It's a Harry Chapin song. It's called Cats in the Cradle.
Yep. She said that this song reminds her of her dad sometimes.
Anyway, so here's Cats in the Cradle. It's a pretty old song. Most people probably know it. I don't know if you know it, Dre, but it is a sad song. It's kind of,
at the end, I was like, what? What?
So, well, Dre, you probably don't know this one, so here, you can listen to it and let us know what you think.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you.
Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
Well, so that's that. Drea, you understood the song? You follow it along?
Yes, I did. The father at the beginning had no time for his son, then his son grew up and had no time for the father, and the son had kids, and then they had no time for each other either. So, and when he was saying that, I want to be like you when I grow up, Dad, and then at the end how he's saying, like, yeah, he did sure grow up like me because he has no time for his family or anything, or he has no time for me, and blah, 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 like
oh,
that.
Oh, you did such a good
wow,
job.
Wow, good job, Drea. Yeah, good job. I gotta say, I'm pretty impressed sometimes with the fact that you pick stuff up in music. That's pretty good. And it may be because I'm like, listen to this song, and I'm watching you intently and being like, you better listen.
But at least she's able, like,
but,
even if she
yeah, you can decipher this stuff.
It.
Yeah.
She got it.
So cool. Well, happy Father's Day, everyone. I know it's late, but we're recording on Father's Day because that's how this show rolls. We don't get anything out on time. This just makes Father's Day and every other holiday last a couple days longer. So anyway, for Sound of Life podcast, I am the old school Mike.
I'm 12-year-old Drea.
And I am Hope.
Goodbye, daddy-os.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Build a fence once. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called the Great Wall of China.
My daddy can teleport.
My daddy has telekinesis.
My daddy can telekinesis port. Meaning he has the ability to move objects with his mind and then mentally transport himself over to where he moved them so he can then use that object over in that place that he moved it to.
My daddy knows how to end a song perfectly, just like I do.
Who's your daddy?
It didn't end. Still didn't end. I mean, the song's still going.
I'm
trying to get the DJ's attention. He's not seeing me.
Maybe you need to call your daddy.
Who's your daddy?
I mean, I could call my daddy. I'm sure he could help you.